Hey guys, why are you using sports nutrition that was designed for someone else? At TrueNutrition.com, they offer the world's largest selection of quality protein powders, and they let you design your own custom blend from a variety of powders, flavors, boosts, and packaging options, like the Team Skip blend, for instance. That's over 20 billion possible combinations to create a protein powder tailored to your diet, your goals, your tastes, and your budget. TrueNutrition.com also offers the ability to create delicious custom oatmeal blends. And they're third-party tested, proving that all their supplements are ensured to have the highest level of quality and value. Don't be a sucker and pay for fancy packaging and gimmicks. Discover the source that bodybuilders trust and stop using mass-produced nutrition that wasn't designed for you. TrueNutrition.com. And use our code ADVICES at checkout to let them know that you support the shows.
Hey guys, IFBB Pro Haley Delph here along with my husband Ryan Delph.
What's up?
We are the host of a new show on the ADVICES Radio Network called The Come Up.
We'll be primarily focusing on up-and-coming NPC and IFBB competitors, especially on the female side, as well as others from the industry.
We hope to highlight athletes, especially females, that live a hardcore lifestyle and train like freaks in the gym.
And we'd also like to take this moment to quickly thank Scott McNally, the head motherfucker in charge at ADVICES Radio, for this opportunity. We started as listeners of the show about 3 years ago, and now we have our own show. So thanks, Scott. Hope everybody enjoys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
On today's episode, we feature Lauren Rutan, an IFBB women's physique competitor, preparing for the Arnold Classic.
A lot of you may not know who Lauren is yet, but she's definitely going to be one to follow in 2019, so keep an eye out.
We chose her because, well, she's strong as fuck, and this is going to be her fourth appearance at the Arnold in her fourth sport.
Strong like bull. All right, welcome back to The Come Up. Our very first guest on this show is Lauren Rutan. Lauren turned pro in 2017 at the NPC Nationals in women's physique, and then she went on to do her IFBB debut at the Orlando Europa, where she finished third place. Lauren, can you kind of talk us through what your journey was like, first of all, turning pro, how long it took you, the steps you had to go through, elaborate on that a little bit, and then talk about your pro debut as well.
All right. Sounds good. I started competing in fitness in 2003. So that was right out of college. I cheered and did gymnastics. So that was kind of like the next stepping stone, I guess, for fitness, because I still had all those abilities. And I did that for a year and a half. And then I switched to figure. So I competed from 2003 to about 2007. And then I got married and I started having kids. So I came back to the stage in 2017, in May, and I did compete in figure and, I was trying to qualify for, junior nationals in Chicago. So I did that. I won the show in May in figure, and I went to junior nationals in figure. And I got dead last call out.
Weren't you in, wasn't that in Haley's class?
It was. I remember that. Like,
yeah.
I know you got 16th and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then you go on to nationals and just cream everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so funny because I always tell the people this story. I was backstage getting ready, you know, getting lined up for junior nationals in Chicago, and there were physique girls like next to me and they were like lining up. And I was like, oh, is it time to line up? And she's like, well, we're physique. And I looked at her and I wish there was like a camera, because I looked at her, I looked at myself, and then I looked at like I was supposed to line up for figure, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is not good.
Yeah. I have way more mass, and I'm way harder than some of these chicks.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than
I mean, I look like a elephant on stage. Like, I looked so big. It was ridiculous.
I wouldn't say elephant. I would just say, but definitely.
Yeah, I got off stage and I looked at my husband. I was like, well, that didn't go good. He goes, yeah.
That's the drawing board.
Yeah.
Was there a reason that you did figure, why you were drawn to figure at NPC?
That's just all I've done. And like, I literally didn't think I was that big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't, like, I'm like, there's no way. Like, if I do physique, I'll be way too small. Mm-hmm. So I just stayed in figure, and yeah.
We all get in our heads that way, right?
Yeah.
So you did fitness first. Where did you cheer in college or anything?
Yeah. I cheered all through college at Kent State. I'm originally from Akron, Ohio.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So this will be cool for you to go to the Arnold again then.
Yeah.
So are you going to have a big following there? Do people come and watch you?
Yeah. My dad and everybody will be there. Yeah.
Cool.
Because that's only 2 hours from where we are.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Arnold stuff here in a second. But so you figured out that figure wasn't for you and bumped up to physique.
Yeah.
And then you went on to the NPC Nationals.
Yep.
And that's where you won your pro card.
Yep. That was my first physique show. And that's where I became pro.
Was that a hard decision for you, you know, going from figure to physique?
Yeah, I was worried, you know, with, you know, supplement protocols and, you know, mm-hmm. posing and all that. I was like, I just didn't think I was there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely were.
Yeah. So
did you have a coach prepping you for those shows?
Well, yeah, I did. That's when I was still pretty heavy into powerlifting. So in 2017, I did powerlifting and you know, contest prep, getting ready for that at the same time. So before NPC Nationals in November, 2 weeks prior, I competed in Powerlifting Worlds. I represented the world team for USA. And I actually bombed out, though. That was my first meet that I bombed out. I hurt my groin. I think I did it in the squat. I really didn't feel anything until I started warming up deadlift. And I couldn't pull anything off the floor from my one leg. It was the weirdest thing. And like in the back of my head, I knew I had nationals in 2 weeks. So it wasn't like something that I was about to like just pull it and, you know, whatever, it is what it is, because I knew I had something in 2 weeks. So I played it safe and I tried to do my first deadlift and I couldn't. And I said, I got to be done. But, so my powerlifting coach was helping me kind of prep for nationals as well. And I mean, it was kind of a joint effort. I mean, I know, you know, I've dieted for, I mean, I started in 2003. So, I mean, we're going on 16 years. So, I mean, I know what to do, but it's just helpful for someone, you know, for another eye to look at me. But yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So moving into your pro debut, so Haley is making her pro debut here in the spring.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice or like, can you explain what that experience was like, your very first pro show?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like just don't have any expectations, you know, you're here, you made it there. And I mean, that's really all, you know, you can be grateful for. But yeah, I just really like, I had no idea what was going to happen. Yeah, I mean, just try not to stress at all.
Yeah.
It's hard not to, but yeah.
Stress isn't really a big thing for me. I don't worry about it too much, but
yeah.
The one thing that I want to say I'm maybe, you know, anxious about to get going is this will be my first physique show.
Yeah.
So I turned pro and figure. So
it's
a whole different ball game. Yeah. But you know, if I'm going to do anything, I might as well just go balls out the first time. So
Yeah. I think you're going to do really well.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. We'll get into some Arnold discussion. So that's one of the main reasons we wanted to have you on the show is the Arnold is literally just around the corner. We're eight weeks out from today, recording this show. And I know that you've competed at the Arnold 3 times previously, correct?
Yes.
But it is not in a physique sport. You did powerlifting, weightlifting, and CrossFit, right?
Yep.
Yes. Can you kind of talk about and elaborate, like, you know, how you got into all three of those different sports and, you know, what that was like competing at the Arnold and all that good stuff?
Yep. So I started CrossFit actually when I got pregnant because I couldn't, you know, I didn't know what else to do. So my friend went to CrossFit and she kept asking me to come. So that's when I started that. I really enjoyed CrossFit. It was probably the hardest training that I've ever done in my whole entire life, even to this day. And I think I really believe it's what made me how I am today. I used to train. I mean, I made it to regionals, which is the level right underneath the games. I don't know if you're familiar with CrossFit. So I competed at regionals twice. And I mean, I used to work out 5 hours a day. Dang. And I'd cry at the end of my workouts because my body would be in so much pain. Like everything just hurt. And I mean, I really did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun, but I mean, it was definitely the hardest training I've ever done. So I competed at the Arnold there in 2013, I believe. Yeah. And then, so through CrossFit, I found weightlifting, which is the snatch and clean and jerk. And, I started competing in that and made, Muscle Driver. Have you ever heard of Muscle Driver?
I don't think so.
So it's a weightlifting Olympic team. So it, paid us. It was an actual job. And, so I tried out for Muscle Driver and that's what actually brought me down here to South Carolina. Their headquarters was in South Carolina. So I tried out for them and made the team. And then me and my husband talked about moving down here because full time, so I could train here. And, so that's what actually brought us down here. And so I did that at the Arnold in 2015. And when I was at a weightlifting competition, there was also a powerlifting competition going on at the same time. And we were just watching powerlifting and I was like, oh man, I was like, that looks like a lot of fun because I love to squat and I always like to bench. And I was like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. I'm going to try that. And so literally I went home after that and started training for a powerlifting meet on my own.
Nice.
And I've been doing powerlifting since 2016 and competed at the Arnold in 2017 with powerlifting.
Damn. We're going to let you toot your own horn now. So what's some of your, what's your maxes?
My max squat is 360. My bench is 215 and, I just deadlifted 405 a couple months ago.
Nice. Good stuff. And, and what body weight was that at? Like 130 probably?
Yeah. I think that was at 135.
Damn. Yeah. That's pretty damn
impressive.
Good.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
I love it. And so now you're going on to the Arnold Classic in the women's physique division, in the IFBB. This will be your fourth Arnold appearance in four different sports. Do you think has anybody else ever done that before?
I don't know. Everyone keeps asking me, they're like, do you know anybody else? I was like, no, I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I can't think of anybody.
Me either.
That's awesome. you have to wear a name tag that says that.
Four-timer.
Yeah.
So going into this, I know following you on Instagram, you were prepping and you didn't even know if you were going to be accepted onto the Arnold stage yet. That had to have been a little nerve-wracking.
Yes.
But now you know there's a field of 22.
Yep.
And you know your biggest competition on there, the biggest competition for everybody, is probably Natalia Coelho. Yep. She's the biggest name there. You know, how do you think you're going to place? How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I really have no idea. I mean, every hour of every day that goes by, it crosses my mind and I don't know. I'll have to see, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, top three qualifies for the Olympia. So that's the goal, but
nice.
We shall see.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I think it'll be really interesting when I look at that list. I know a lot of people might not know you yet, but
by
the end of 2019, I think they will, especially from doing the Arnold, you know?
Yeah.
But when I look at that list, we know who you are, and we know Natalia. Mm-hmm. I see you placing pretty well there. So
Thank you.
You know how it all comes down to the judges, but
yeah, I know.
I guess that's kind of a hot discussion too right now, regarding bodybuilding, mm-hmm. the conditioning on stage, especially for the female side.
Yeah.
You get really, you're really big and round, but you get really hard and dry as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They've told me a couple of times that I was a little too dry, but I don't really,
what do you think about that?
I don't know. I think I just asked something and they just said something. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean,
well, they're busy, of course.
Yeah, I don't think that I'm that much drier than some of the people are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't think it was like that bad, but.
Right. Well, and it seems like the hard and dry ones are the ones placing well anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it'll work out well.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm working on these glutes of mine. Like I said, it's so weird. Every time I get ready for a show, something's different. Like last time, my stomach like never really got that hard. I mean, I've had kids, so I don't know if like I've had 4 C-sections, so I don't know if that is the culprit or not. But this time my stomach's a lot harder and I feel like a lot more defined than it was before. And now my butt is not. So it will come.
4 C-sections. I had no idea. That's crazy.
So tell us a little bit about your kids then. How old are they? When was the last one?
So my oldest is 10 and a half, and then I have 9 and a half, and then 8, and then 6.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, they were pretty fast. No, my oldest is a girl, and then I have 3 boys. I said I always wanted to be done having kids by 35, so
yeah.
I reached that goal. Yeah.
So for the C-section, you know, I have a lot of clients who've gone through that, and it seems to be pretty traumatic, not just on your body, but, you know, mentally and hormonally as well. Was that recovery pretty hard, and then trying to get back into, you know, elite athletic condition?
I didn't plan to have, obviously nobody really plans to have a C-section, I guess. Mm-hmm. But my first one, I was in labor for like 48 hours, something ridiculous. And
Jesus.
then I tried to push and she was sunny side up. Mm. So that's when the head is up and not facing down. And by this time I've had 3 epidurals. And they were trying to like get me in positions that like every position under the sun for her to try to get her to flip, and they couldn't do it. And then she started to get a fever inside of me, and then I started to get a fever. So then we had to do emergency C-section. And then with my second one, I got pregnant too soon. The second one was an accident. And so I wasn't allowed to even try. So if you get pregnant too soon, because if you push and your uterus is still, you know, recovering, then you could run the risk of it, you know, like exploding and rupturing. So they won't even let you push. So then I had to get another C-section. So then when I had my 3rd and 4th, it was like, well, shit, I already got the scar. Like,
you might as well just, first rodeo.
Yeah, like we might as well just continue with it. And so, yeah. I mean, I think I felt like it kind of got easier every time, maybe just because I knew what it was going to be like, but. Mm-hmm.
So did you have any hormonal issues from the C-section?
Well, I've had hormone issues since I was, in college. So, they told me I'd never be able to have kids because I just never had periods. Mm-hmm. And, I tell the story to everybody. When I went to get a physical for college, they, you know, do blood work and all this stuff because we were on a full ride and stuff. And they took me in a room and the doctor was like, "Are you on steroids?" And I was like, I was 18. And I'm like, no, like I didn't even like what? And because my testosterone and my estrogen are so off. So that's why I never had periods, because my testosterone was so much higher than my estrogen. And so then again, when I went to try and have kids, they said I wouldn't be able to. So I took a whole bunch of hormones to get pregnant with my first. And then they told me if I wanted to keep having more, that I would have to do it, you know, soon after each one, while the hormones were still in my body, until they would if they would regulate back to where I was, then I would be back at square one. So I actually, in powerlifting, I got tested when I did the drug tested category of powerlifting. I got tested and failed a drug test because my estrogen and my testosterone were, the ratios were off. And that's before I took anything. So, I mean, I've had hormone issues my whole life, so I really don't know. Yeah.
I can, Lauren, that's so funny. I can relate to you on that with having, yeah. I'm the same way. My whole life, I had no idea, you know, like what was quote wrong with me. And it turns out like I just have excessive androgens from polycystic and the, you know. It's so, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy that you failed a drug test because of what you just naturally have.
Yeah,
I'm no average woman. I am
that's
a beast.
Right.
No, that's really interesting, because the first time we went to our HRT doctor and Haley had her blood panels done. He goes, "Wow, you have the second worst hormone imbalance I've seen in 20 years of practice."
Oh my
gosh. She was completely natural at the time.
Like,
her DHTs were like double that of like a normal adult male.
That's crazy.
But, you know, maybe we're set up to do, you know, well then.
That's what I always say.
So, so will your family be traveling with you to the Arnold?
No. That'd be probably too much stress for me.
Maybe just your husband with you? Or
He always goes with me. And then my mom will be here. Yeah.
Someone has to carry your bag. So.
Yeah.
You need your IFBB Pro bag carry bitch. That's what I am.
That's what he always says.
We need to get them shirts. And so, well, my time at the Arnold this year, Ryan's actually competing in the amateur. So I will be the IFBB Pro NPC bag bitch.
Switching roles.
The roles they are changing.
That's right.
So speaking about kids and all that stuff and C-sections, you know, a lot of people, a lot of women oftentimes use the excuse for not going to the gym as, oh, I have kids, I don't have time. You know, all that whole runaround. And with kids comes tasty foods in the house usually. Snacks and treats and all that. So can you kind of give some advice or like explain how you survived the holidays with your kids around and how you just make time to go train and still be an elite athlete with four kids?
Yeah. So that's the reason, one of the reasons why I was hesitant to start back in 2017 because of like the kids and like dieting and stuff, because when I dieted before and did shows before, it was just me and my husband. It was before we had kids. So I had like, you know, no idea what it was going to be like. So, I mean, I just, everything is on a schedule. I mean, I don't like really go off of that schedule unless something happens, but I mean, I do my cardio before the kids wake up, and then I come home, wake them up, take them to school, and then go work out. Yeah, like we are very set on a schedule every day. And as far as food, this is really bad to say, but not that I don't, but I usually buy them stuff that I just, that I don't like. Like if it's like cereal or something, like I just get the cereal that I don't like. But
Oh my gosh, you guys, these plain Rice Krispies are so delicious.
I know.
Oh, you love this chocolate skim milk?
Yeah, my husband always yells at me. But they get what they want. I'm not saying that. But I don't deprive them that much. But they still get stuff. But
it is a team effort though.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a lot harder than what it was, so it's not that bad.
If you could give tips to new moms or to moms or anybody that wants to make an excuse or maybe, you know, make it too much of a priority and put themselves last, I mean, what do you say to them to help them get back into a healthy lifestyle?
I mean, set a schedule, set what you're going to do every day before the day, and try and work out first thing in the morning so that way it's done. Because most people, you know, that I train, if they don't work out in the morning, and, you know, they'll keep, you know, pulling, take, not doing it and doing other things. And so I always tell people, try and work out first thing in the morning, and just, you got to fit it in. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Right.
Stop making excuses.
Right.
Do it.
I notice ultimately it always comes down to priorities.
True. Yeah.
You know, set a schedule and freaking do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. That is it.
All right. So we're going to switch it up a little bit now, and we kind of have some would you rather or icebreaker type questions.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. All right. So we got first question for you is, would you rather win one Olympia and be done competing forever, or have a 15-year women's physique career, finish 2nd through 10th at the Olympia every year, and why?
Oh, gosh. I think I would do the one and done.
Yeah.
Why? I just like winning. that's my answer, I guess. Yeah.
No, I totally get it. Especially, I mean, that's the most prestigious award you can get.
Yeah.
You can say you did it, and you have all these little kids running around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
That's such a hard one for me, because I definitely want to say, like, yeah, this year I was the GOAT. But yeah. You know, it's, if you can make a career out of it, placing 2 through 10. I mean, the hard part of the question for me is to just be done. You know, I never want to be. And if you win, if I won, there's no way I would be like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a tough one. But you're right. To say that you won the most prestigious award would be pretty freaking cool.
Heck yeah.
For sure.
All right. Number two, what's your favorite type of music and your current favorite song or your favorite song to train to?
Oh, gosh. My playlist is probably the most ridiculous thing that you've ever seen in your entire life. It has like everything in it, but I probably have to say like rap, hip hop.
She's a gangsta.
I was one of those like 1990s. But I think my favorite song right now would probably be that Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really listen to the radio.
I don't listen to the radio either. Okay. But by Post Malone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ryan, you should know that, Ben. You love.
Yeah, I don't know. I might.
Know. You probably heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of like '90s hip hop and stuff did you?
Oh. Like,
what bands or groups were you into?
Like Notorious B.I.G.
Hell yeah.
All those.
Tupac fan.
Yeah.
Shit, I love it.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What would your what is your favorite refeed or cheat meal?
Oh gosh.
Sorry to bring this up. It's such a crucial time.
No, I get one tomorrow. So.
Oh, beautiful.
And I had
check-ins
like,
today and did not get one.
Me neither.
I like every time I get one, I'm like, I don't know. My husband's always like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
I just don't want to be disappointed.
I know. And I so was. So I got one. We went for sushi New Year's Eve, and it was really good. And then so I never know what I want for dessert. And like ice cream lately has been like tearing my stomach up. I probably have some lactose thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so like I didn't really want ice cream, and so it was New Year's Eve, and I'm like, well, let's just go run into the grocery store real quick. I was with my husband, and I wanted, like, I love icing. That's like one of my like downfalls. Like when I was pregnant, I used to, like, scoop a scoopful of icing out of the jar and just eat it.
We're getting excited just listening.
Yes.
To you.
We're making like sexual eye contact right now, nodding our head. We are fat kids at heart.
Oh, I am too. I can. My husband is always like, I can't believe you ate all that. Like,
well,
I can eat so much.
Believe it.
Yeah. And so I wanted like a piece of cake. You know, like at our Harris Teeters, they have like, just you can buy like slices of cake. Anyway, the only thing that was open was Food Lion, so we went in there, and all they had was cupcakes. And the cupcakes looked really good. Like, I love cupcakes. And then we got them home, and they were horrible. And I was so pissed off. I was like, oh, I know. I was like, gosh darn. But I'd probably say, like, my favorite is probably, I really like wings. Any type of wings. Yeah.
Speaking of, Haley told me that you're an avid beer drinker.
Oh yeah,
I know you like beer.
And that, that pairs well with wings. So what's,
I was gonna say beer and wings, but I can't really have beer right now. So.
Yeah.
Post show though, you have a beer, don't you?
Oh yes, yes.
So what's your go-to? Are you like an IPA drinker?
Yes, I love IPAs. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's what, when I, after Nationals and when I got my pro card, my husband's like, what do you want when you come off stage? And I was like, a beer. That's all I want. And yeah, they had a bar there. And so like he got me a beer and I drank the whole thing.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'm a weirdo when it comes to that. I either like dark stouts for like winter time. Or I switch it up and I go with like the fruity ass sours.
Yeah.
Or I'm good with just old original Bush latte.
Yeah, yeah. I can do like Bud Light or anything like that too. But have you ever had any Great Lakes beer?
No.
Oh my gosh.
From Ohio.
Okay.
Yes. So they may have it in Columbus, but it's made in Cleveland.
Okay.
And their beer is so good. We used to have friends that would ship it to us here in South Carolina. Because we can't get it, but
did you ship them back Yingling then?
I was just gonna say you have Yingling out there, don't you?
Yeah, that's good too.
Bring a case of that to the Arnold. I'll pay you for real. I'm dead serious.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. If you ever are around Great Lakes, try that. Cool. It's very good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now I know we're gonna have to have a beer after the competition.
Yes, so. For sure.
At the after party.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite dream vacation you'd like to go on or an awesome one that you've been on?
Anywhere in like Dominican Republic. I love, we went to Punta Cana a while ago. It was awesome. I mean, I'd love to go to Hawaii. I was so jealous of you guys when you went.
It's a magical place. That is
awesome. Yeah. I want to go there really bad.
Yep.
You gotta go to Hawaii.
It would be worth it. You gotta go.
Yeah.
We seriously might move there still. Cool. So Lauren's a beach girl. We figured that out. All right. And I guess this is the last icebreaker question I can think of. But so who do you look up to? And it can be like a bodybuilder or family member, anybody. Who's your biggest inspiration?
That's always a really hard one. Everyone always asks me that. And I mean, I don't really have anyone. I don't know if that's weird or not, but I mean, I don't.
No. Would you say that you've always been pretty internally motivated then?
Yeah.
Since you were young?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was a pro bodybuilder. I grew up around it. I was always in competitive sports since I was three. I mean, I did gymnastics all through grade school and I competed in that. So, I mean, I don't know if it's just the way I was brought up, like always competing, but I mean, I haven't really had a hard time with motivation.
Are you seeing that come out in your kids at all? Is that a trait that?
Yeah. My one son is very, very competitive.
That's gotta be cool to see.
Yeah.
I didn't know your dad was a pro bodybuilder. Do you think that had a role guiding you towards it somehow, or whether you realize it or not?
I mean, I'm sure it did, but I mean, he was never like, oh, you need to do this. Never pushed me to it. So I'm sure it did. I mean, I grew up in a gym basically.
Right. And the genetics are there then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was your mom into lifting weights too?
No, she did softball in college, but she didn't work out like that.
Yeah. What do they, I mean, are they still around? Are they cool? So do they support you now? Like,
they
traveled all your shows and.
Yeah. Well, my mom usually comes here and watches the kids. Yeah. So, my dad will be at the Arnold. Yeah.
Very good. That's gotta be cool.
Yeah.
All right. So now for my favorite segment of the show, so this is going to be called the Schmo Corner. So people can get used to listening to this segment every week, hopefully. So for those who don't know, a Schmo is like a muscle worshiper, right? So there's guys in the lurking in the deep webs of the internet.
Yes.
And they send creepy messages to muscle chicks.
Yeah.
So
Lauren, do you have a like specific instance you can think of or like a weird message that somebody sent you before?
I would have to go with the like feet thing. Have you ever got like a message about your feet? That's so weird and so gross.
It's super like, gross.
Yeah. Like it's so gross. Yeah. So I would have to say it was that, like, send me a picture of your feet or something for like $500. I really contemplated it because I'm like, well, shit.
It's just my feet.
Easy money.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like thinking, why do you like my feet?
Yeah, so gross.
Don't tell your husband because he's going to wait for you to fall asleep and just take a picture of your feet. and then he's going to send it. And then he'll be like, hey, babe, mortgage paid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the half bad idea.
Yeah, I know. Gosh.
Do you get a lot of messages like that from muscle worshiper dudes, though, like offering you money to flex and stuff?
Yeah. Like, I get this one. I was contemplated on blocking him the other day because, like, it's been, like, almost every other day. And it's like, please flex. I'll pay you. Like, who does this? I don't understand. But,
Yeah. Haley gets that shit all the time. And we're like, just refer them to your HD Physiques page. Shout out to Joe. I know you've done that before.
Yeah. There, yeah.
Shout out to Joe.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, all right. I guess now we'll give you an opportunity to plug your social media accounts, your training business, websites, sponsors, discount codes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so my Instagram is Rutan422. My website is lmrfitness.net. You can find all coaching information on there. And yeah, my suit sponsor is Vandella Costumes. She's made all my suits. And Silverback Crew, he helps me a ton with traveling and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on and being our very first guest.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck at the Arnold, and I'm sure we'll see you there, and hopefully we can hang out and have a beer or something after.
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren.
Sure. Oh, no problem.
Good. Keep kicking ass these next 8 weeks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. All right,
bye.
See ya.